Welcome to Tea to Tea, where we talk about the pipeline from saga tutor to classroom teacher and other roles in education. We'll dive into that journey and the ways that former saga tutors have leveraged their experience with saga to build a meaningful career in education. Thanks for joining us.
My name is Stars. I just was working as a fellow with Saga, so for the just past school year. So I finished up my service about a month ago, I guess. And then this summer, I'm just working as an intern on their product marketing team. And that's what kind of brings us here is we're working on developing this kind of podcast slash just kind of like content series around the pathway from being a tutor to being in the classroom as a teacher or being in some other education type of role. And just talk to people's experiences about that.
Well, right now I am a high school math teacher at the Providence Career and Technical Academy.
Okay.
I just finished my third year as a teacher. So I did my AmeriCorps year with Saga 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Saga is what helped me start getting into teaching. Originally, before I did my AmeriCorps year with Saga, I had not thought about going into education as a full-time profession, but here I am.
Yeah. So you're a great person to be talking to them. You embody kind of that narrative a bit. So, yeah. So when you were doing that AmeriCorps year, I know people have different reasons for they're doing that. For some people, it's kind of this like gap year, like I'm not really sure what I'm doing, but for other people, they've been in education, but they want like another way of being in it. But not being a teacher. And then, so what kind of brought you into tutoring and working with Saga itself?
I found Saga through the career platform for my first graduate school.
Yeah.
And it was during the COVID years. So yeah. Finding a job at that time was quite difficult.
Yeah.
I decided, well, I have a bachelor's degree in mathematics. I might as well put it to good use.
Yeah.
And I applied through my grad school's career platform. Mm-hmm. Originally, I was supposed to go to Saga in Chicago.
Yeah.
But after the rounds of interviews, we decided that Providence, Rhode Island would be a better fit for me. And so I ended up here. And then after Saga, I liked working there so much that I decided to stay on as a full-time teacher.
For you, you weren't necessarily sure. And then whilst, being a tutor, were there moments or was it kind of a gradual progression of like, oh, actually, I kind of like doing this. And now I can see myself doing this, more in a more long-term capacity.
Well, part of it was that I had a really good team to work with.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really keep in touch anymore, but at the time it was a really nice working experience.
Yeah.
Another thing is that I learned on the job that I really like working with kids.
Yeah.
As a full-time teacher that hasn't really changed all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids that I have sometimes are a bit of a handful, but they're all still really nice no matter what. Being a teacher in Rhode Island is really nice because although it doesn't pay especially much, we're still unionized. We have the right to collective bargaining. After we work for a certain number of years, we have, because it's a public service, we have debt forgiveness. And then after some more years, we have a pension through the union. So being in a union has a lot of benefits.
Yeah. You were working at Saga, and then did you have to, I'm just curious. So when you finished up your service, did you have to pursue any like additional educational requirements for teaching itself, or because you already had the sort of bachelor's in math, were you able to just go straight? Were you able to be hired just like from there?
So I didn't have a certification in education. Because I did have a degree in mathematics, I could be hired on an emergency cert. But while I was on my emergency cert, I needed to be working toward a proper certification. I was given 3 years to do that. Mm-hmm. I have since obtained a teacher's certification from Providence College.
Okay.
As a public high school teacher in the Providence Public School District, I am also required to get TESOL certification.
Mm-hmm.
Because the certification that I'm required to get is only one class away from a second master's degree, which would put me in a higher pay grade, I decided to get a second master's anyway. And it's my second master's that I'm currently working on.
Okay.
Once that is done, hopefully I will be like, just stop being a student for a long, long
just
time.
Be a teacher.
And just be a teacher.
Yeah, no, I know. That must be a lot to balance, I imagine. But okay, that answers that question of like, yes, you are, you know, you do have to get that, you are working to get that certification. Because that's kind of, you know, like Saga is great. It's kind of a great testing ground, but obviously you don't really get like formal training, like in the same way like a teacher would. I guess like, you know, from your experience, you know, working with Saga, it sounds like, you know, pretty positive experience overall. Do you feel like there is a lot of like skills or knowledge you gained during that, that you were able to like take with you into the classroom, or at least give you like a better perspective going into being a full-time classroom teacher?
Absolutely. It teaches you very good people skills. Mm-hmm. And it teaches you management skills, like managing people, because yeah. I started with freshmen, which can be a lot.
Yeah, but again.
As I said before, I had a really good team to work with. So it's not like a first year teacher who has like no experience with this and you're put in front of a classroom. We had the good fortune of being able to split the room into small groups, which made it manageable. If I recall correctly, only one person from our team did not go on to a career in education. Everyone else either became a teacher or did something else related to education.
Yeah.
As for other skills in the classroom, like you learn really good relationship skills because you're taught to not just be an authority figure to the kids, but you have to be kind of a pseudo parent to them and like get along with them very well.
Yeah.
And they're easy to like, and
hopefully.
Most of my kids like me, so yeah. I think I'm good with making a good rapport with them.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the most, I mean, that's pretty critical part, you know? So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Do you feel like the, so, you know, you kind of answered this already, like you did, it seems like your team was really great, so they sort of set you up for success, you know, like afterwards. And, you know, what were some of the like hurdles, though, that you felt, you know, going from being a tutor, you're not yet certified, and now you're entering the classroom, you know, what were some of the challenges there?
Well, part of it was that being a teacher is different from being a tutor. Right. So in your first year, you need to establish like your own routine. Like being a tutor with Saga, that was definitely a good testing ground to see if it would be a good fit. But once you start teaching, you're still kind of testing the waters. And then, of course, you need to move on to get the proper certification if you don't already have it. So there are a bunch of different things that you need to juggle. The interview process, like actually getting the job, wasn't that hard for me because I applied for a position in the school where I had been with Saga.
Uh-huh.
So the admin there already knew us.
Right.
And because it's a math teacher position, that will always be in high demand. So in addition to... me being a part of a union means that my job is pretty secure. My first year, I did get displaced because I started the job 2 months after the academic year had already begun, which technically means it technically meant that the position I applied for was only for 1 year anyway. So even if I had done everything right, which I think that I did, I would have gotten displaced no matter what. That simply meant that I needed to go through the job interview process again. And I did, and they just rehired me.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously not ideal, but not a huge, it was resolved pretty quickly. So that makes sense. It seems like it was, you know, I guess for you in particular, because you just stayed at the same school, it was a smoother transition than it would have been for like, you know, people who had already had to go to a different school. You kind of already know kind of the lay of the land, or so to speak. But, you know, once you're in the classroom, you know, what did you find was, you know, like surprising to you, or were you not surprised? Were you like, oh, I already saw this because I was already in the classroom, just in a different way?
One thing that surprised me is when you're dealing with a whole class instead of just a small group of kids, it suddenly becomes much harder to manage them all.
Yeah.
Like, since I started teaching, I have gotten much better at getting my kids to respect me and not just like me. But starting out, that was hard.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have said something similar to me, like, especially in the beginning, you want new teachers focus a lot on wanting their kids to like them, and then they slowly kind of realize that that's not as important, or it's not that it's not important, but it's important to be respected, obviously. One other question that I've been asking people is, because there are, you know, teachers in classrooms who I think have a lot of reservations or like concerns about, you know, tutors, like outside tutors, you know, coming in and working with students. And the concerns make sense, but, you know, from your perspective, you know, teaching, tutoring, like, how do you see those, you know, tutors and teachers working together, you know, instead of there being a bit of conflict?
There was an incident with that during my year with Saga. I would say that having tutors work directly with the students makes the experience more personalized, and it also takes a lot of the workload off the teacher.
Some
teachers like to be very controlling, or at least they like to micromanage things, and sometimes when other people take that out of their hands, they can feel a little insecure. I would recommend to teachers like that, don't be insecure. Like, trust the tutors to know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's like, because like at the end of the day, they're kind of serving slightly different purposes. You know, like tutors, at least in my mind, they're providing a service that a teacher can't really provide just due to the fact that it's a big class. I ask because that's something I ran into in my school site, and just something just in general, I think that, you know, is obviously something to be thinking about when you're partnering with schools and trying to make sure it's a good partnership. What do you think in general, I guess, about setting up these alternative pathways to teaching? Like, you know, I think the traditional route used to be for people, you know, you major in education in college, you know, and then maybe in college you're already student teaching, and then you do your master's, and you get licensed and all of that. And, you know, but now we're having like a big teacher shortage, and we're looking at alternative, like, what do you think of, like, you know, just in general, like Saga as an alternative pathway, or these alternative pathways generally?
Saga is a good alternative pathway for some. It certainly was for me. Because of everything that I already described. For people who want to start in education, but are worried about like the pay, or maybe the idea that some people have about what teachers actually teach kids, I would say that alternative pathways like Saga would, as you described them, be good testing grounds. And like, see if you like it, you might end up staying with Saga. I have nothing but good things to say about my experience with Saga.
That's awesome. And like, I think it honestly is a really, like, it's funny because I never heard of it before. I think going in, I kind of was like a little, I was like, what is this? You know, like, I was a little unsure about it, but I do think it is a really good experience, especially if you already are interested in education and need that, like, in that extra, like, validation almost, like, that you want to do it. And what do you think there's anything that, you know, Saga as a program could be doing, you know, during the service year for tutors or fellows, to kind of maybe provide them with resources if they are interested in pursuing a further career in teaching or education?
That is a good question. An obvious thing that springs to mind would be professional development, but I don't think too much professional development would serve a useful purpose in terms of getting a career started.
Yeah.
I would say something more like job boards.
Yeah.
Like, there is a Saga job board that I am aware of, but some kind of program to make the transition as smooth as it was for me, for anyone in Saga who wants to start a career in education.
Yeah.
I would say something like that.
Yeah. I mean, job board or something, or maybe just like resources around further, you know, similar jobs or, you know, programs. Yeah. That totally, I think, makes sense. And cause I know for me, I was like, oh, you know, I am interested, but I guess you can obviously always do your own research, but I think it helps. And also because Saga has connections to, you know, education industry as a whole, can kind of help you out there too. What do you think is like the most important advice? I'm not most important, that's too much pressure for you, but you know, for maybe current tutors or former tutors, or you know, who are interested in teaching, you know, what's some advice you might give to them in terms of how to approach that?
I would say be persistent and don't give up.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a job in education and maybe your first year is a really bad experience, don't give up, because the students appreciate you more than you realize. And also, especially in states like Rhode Island with collective bargaining rights, being a teacher might not pay a lot, but it's a secure job.
Yeah.
One of my professors in my teaching program actually said this: do the math. You can earn this much as a teacher. You can earn this much for tutoring or being a coach. Like, it adds up over time.
Yeah.
You'll never be rich in the normal sense of that word, but you will be well off.
You'll be secure.
Yes, you'll be secure. And even in my own personal experience, my very first year, I had a class of very bad freshmen. And by the end of the year, they asked me, "Mr., how are you still a teacher after teaching our class? We've been terrible to you." And first I was like, okay, points for self-awareness.
Yeah.
But even after I explained that, like, well, I just like what I do. Yeah. They never stopped loving me after that.
Yeah. No, that's a really great, like, little anecdote, honestly. Actually, both of those are anecdotes. Because I think, A, you know, to your former point about, you know, like, yeah, obviously, you know, I feel like it's like a running, everyone kind of like, oh, teachers, you don't make very much money, you know, which, I mean, yeah, you're not going to be a millionaire. But yeah, I think what you're saying about, you know, security if you're working with a union and, you know, I mean, obviously there's other benefits as well. And then the anecdote about the kids was very sweet. And, you know, I think actually I'm planning on continuing to be a teacher. So this is like good advice for me too, because I think something that is concerning is the classroom management. What happens if you have really, really hard kids? And I guess to your point, you just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from your first year teaching to say your second year, now your third year, did you experience some like big shifts in your style of teaching? Or, you know, like, obviously you grew and probably improved, but
I would say so. Firstly, after my first year of teaching, I did move to a different school within the same district. So in that new school, it was a new administration, new kids for me. And so that in itself was a major shift. And in terms of my style of teaching changing, I would say that I became more routine. So that the kids know exactly what to expect from my class, which helps them. I've also become more approachable, I would say.
Mm.
A lot of people who don't know me say that from the outside, I look very uptight. Mm. But once you get to know me, I'm actually a pretty laid-back guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids learn that about me once they have me as a teacher. But they also respect me more because of my style.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think a lot of people have been telling me that sort of, you know, especially in the beginning, those routines and that structure and maybe that, you know, perceived strictness is actually better for the kids. You know, and then you can show them other sides of you, of course, but you do want that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have hard kids. You know, what advice might you have for Saga in terms of helping helping prospective tutors who want to be teachers? What advice might you have for program, I guess?
Well, a couple of professional development sessions would be beneficial. Too many, like what's required by the teacher union contract where I currently work, is not very productive. I would say something similar to before, like maybe if Saga could help with reaching out to current tutors who are prospective teachers to see like what positions or opportunities are available in their area while they are tutoring. So instead of like what I did was I waited until the year was over and then I started looking. Some of my colleagues started looking before that.
You know, is there anything you feel like you want to share about relevant to this conversation about teaching in general, or, you know, thoughts that are coming to the, you know, top of your mind right now?
Well, I would say that in my experience, people who leave the teaching profession don't do it because of the kids.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. They often do it because sometimes the other adults are bad, like it's a toxic workplace, or sometimes they're just overburdened with work and they can't, they're just burnt out.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot about teachers at charter schools, actually, because teachers who work at charter schools generally aren't unionized. And so the school's administration, like, just they're like slave drivers. And I even asked my students who have gone to charter schools in the past, would you recommend charter schools over public schools? And they all said no, because the charter schools don't do a better job of teaching the kids. They just give them off-brand curricula.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about private schools. Generally, teachers at private schools aren't unionized.
Yeah.
So my advice is definitely look to a school that has a union, because there are a lot of protections and benefits with it. And if you can make it through the first 3 years in your district, you'll have tenure, which means that your job is very secure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's often said that the first 3 or 5 years of your teaching experience will be pretty suckish, but it gets better.
Yeah.
Once you get over that initial hurdle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you just, I mean, I think that, I mean, I'm sure your confidence is just a lot better after you've, you know, survived those challenging first years. You're kind of, you know, it's like, I mean, you haven't seen it all, but you've seen a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And that's a good tip about the unions too. I didn't realize that after just 3 years, you would get tenure. That's really great, actually.
Well, it depends on the district. Providence, at least, it's 3 years. In some districts, it might be 5.
Right, yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, so either way, that is a pretty great option if you're teaching at public schools, at least. So yeah, thank you so much for, you know, joining and chatting. And, you know, I can stay on and chat more, but I don't want to take up too much more of your time.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks, Gerard. This is great. Thank you for chatting about all this, and have a great rest of your Tuesday. Yeah.
Thank you. You too.